Om Shanti. After becoming Baba's children, after Baba found us, there is this feeling within that we have found everything. Is that the song that we sing constantly in our heart? Having found you, I have found everything. The sky, the earth, everything belongs to me. Is that our experience practically? Do we want anything else? Ask yourself, is there any desire still hiding somewhere within my subconscious mind, which comes up from time to time? Then we feel that we are lacking something. We don't have something. So then there is not that happiness. So that is why the most important thing that we need to feel within ourselves before even becoming content is to feel myself full. Am I full? You know, the title that Baba gives us in the Confluence Age is knowledge full, peaceful, blissful, merciful. Baba makes us full, but am I full? And what is the sign of being full? The sign of being full is, I will not shake. There will be no upheavals. You know, just like when you put something in an airtight tin, there is no place for the things inside the tin to move. It's tight totally. So when I am full, I don't shake. My stage will be unshakable, immovable, and stable. When I am full, I will not have any kind of feelings. You know, sometimes Baba's children become like touch me not. We get very sensitive instead of being sensible. So that feeling of lacking makes me become sensitive. If I am full, I don't have any kind of feelings that can disturb me, that can create any kind of confusion, lacking. That is why the one who is full never fail. The one who is full never has any flaw. The flaw is because of lacking something. So I need to check myself, you know, do I have all these signs in my life to give myself the certificate, I am full. So someone who is full, they show that sign through satisfaction. You know, when you are full, you are satisfied. Just like, for example, you are hungry, you are looking for food, and you got the food, you ate belly full. So you are so full, when somebody will offer you something very nice like samosa, gulab jamun, they say, no, I don't want anything, I'm very full. I'm satisfied. So I will not be drawn towards anything, you know. Even if somebody gives me diamond also, I don't want, I'm satisfied. So when I am satisfied, so automatically that satisfaction reflects on my face. in the form of cheerfulness. In Hindi, they say prasanna chit. Because my chit, my track of mind has no questions, no complaints, no blaming. It's just full, like a moon. So I need to feel that first. So it goes in order. First, I have to be full. Then I need to be satisfied. Then I can be content. Of course, the word always must be included in everything. No, the other day Baba has already mentioned, sometimes anybody can be. We should not go into the list of the sometimers, but always. So let us start first by thinking how to remain full always, so that I can be satisfied and content. So my experience is, if I want to be full constantly, I need to fill myself from only one. If I take from only one, I will always remain full. There is a secret there. Because we have the desire to take from Baba and also want to take from other souls, we remain maybe half full, three quarter full, not full full. The reason is that human's nature is give one and take away 10. So we don't realize that, Give one and take away 10. Like for example, in our world today, if somebody say, I love you, what it means, I want you. So, they show little love and take your whole self towards themselves. We don't realize. So I need to make sure I take from one and share with all. I will never become empty. The secret is, Baba is the bestower. Bestower means one way, not two way, not giving and receiving. Baba is bestower, he only give. He don't take anything from us. So his account is open account. Open account. Bestower's account is open account, not debit and credit, not plus and minus. It's just giving, just like the sun. What do we give to sun? Nothing. Sun only give, and we take. So if I have the aim to only take from Baba, then whatever I give, it will be something that is from the bestower, not mine. So one thing is, I will not have the consciousness I gave. And the second thing is, I will not become empty. Because Baba don't take anything from me. So you can be free to take as much as you want. But that is what Baba says, sometimes the one who is giving never gets tired. We who take sometimes get tired. Do we? Huh? Sometimes the thought comes, every day at Amrit Vela I have to wake up. Maybe once in a week, little relax. Every day I must listen to the Murli. You know? So, that is the time Baba is giving. Giving me all the treasures, giving me all the prosperity, giving me all the attainments. So, I get tired. The one who gives never get tired. So, I should not get tired. This is the season. No, there is a season to receive. And there is a season to share, isn't it? If I have not received and filled myself, how can I become a master bestower? You know, how can I give the experience to others that I am becoming a god and goddess? Devta. Devta means their hands are always like this. Their hands are not like this. This is beggar hand. So, Baba wants to make us into Devta, the one who bestow. So to bestow, I have to fill myself. Whether it is knowledge, powers, virtues, take from Baba. Even if you see some good quality in others, immediately let my mind go to Baba. Who is the one who gave this soul this speciality? Otherwise, what happens is we get impressed by that person. You know, seeing the speciality is okay. But because we don't connect to the bestower, we get impressed and stuck with that person. We cannot move forward. Yes, we appreciate seeing the virtue. Immediately let me connect with the bestower, the one who gave. So if I connect with the bestower, I can also become like them. Not running after them, getting impressed. That is only for a little while, but I will become like them myself. So we have to now just change a little bit direction. You know, take from one, whatever you want. Especially Amrit Vela. You know, Baba says the whole treasure store is open. No lock and no key. Everything on sale. The fortune is on sale. Grab everything you want. Why should I get tired? Murli, you know, all treasures are there. The whole treasure store is open. Take. Service. Take. Opportunities are given, you know. Take the chance, become a chancellor. Make oneself full. And then, after that, whatever we share with others, we will never run out of it. Because there is no desire also to receive anything from anyone. No, that is the sign of being complete. Because until you become full, you cannot become complete. See, in Hindi the words are very beautiful. Complete is sampan. And then perfect is sampuran. But before that, I have to be santushed, content. So it is contentment that makes me complete and that leads me to perfection. So I need to make sure that I am full, complete. So when I am full in this way, I don't have any desire to receive anything from anyone. Because I know whatever they will give me is what they have received from Baba, right? They don't have their own. So if they are giving what they have received from Baba, why not I go to Baba directly from where they get? Why I have to go via? No, I tell you a little story in connection with this. You know, there was a king and a beggar used to come to his palace every day asking for alms. And he used to give him every day. He was very happy. One day what happened? The beggar came early. Just a little bit early. And he saw through the window, the king was sitting in the prayer room, asking God, "Oh God, give me so much that anyone who comes to my doorway, I can fill their apron. They don't go empty hands." So this beggar heard that this king also takes from somebody and give me every day. Now why not I go directly to that person and take myself? Why wait for him? So that day he didn't wait for the king. He went off. Because now he understood the secret. Where to get from, you know, where he is getting. So the king finished his prayer and came out. And he never saw the beggar. He was surprised. So he actually sent his, people in the palace to call him. And when he came, he said, "Why you went away today? You didn't come." He said, "I came. But today I understood the secret that you also take from somebody and give me. So I know who is that one whom you take from. So I can also go to that person." You see? So we must understand the secret that all of us have open access to go to Baba, take as much as you want. Why complain about people? They did not give me love. They did not give me respect. They did not give me cooperation. What can they give? They have taken little from Baba and they give you little for a few days. After that they get tired. They stop. But Baba has given us ocean. Baba has given us so much self-respect. Baba has given everything, you know. Why not I take? So the method of taking, I need to become a very good receiver. You know, it's not that Baba begins to give you because you are asking him. Baba says, "Don't ask me for anything, but just become a worthy soul to receive." I just need to be a good receiver and be with Baba. Because whatever belongs to Baba is mine, isn't it? When I become an heir, so Baba, whatever belongs to me is mine. So I have to remember Baba with that intoxication and with that right. You know, with that right. Like today Baba said, no, the one who is self-sovereign, you know, has all prosperities. They don't have to ask Baba because they have a right. So the method of receiving everything from Baba is to sit with that intoxication of being a self-sovereign and with having right over Baba. So then I am able to draw that everything that Baba has becomes mine. So there is no way I have any more desires. So then I will always full. Just like the moon, complete. So I don't have any complaints about anyone. But everyone receives something from me. And that also, I do not have the consciousness I am giving. Just like the moon doesn't announce that I am full today, look at me. The full moon is there. Everybody's attention naturally goes towards the full moon. In the same way, when I am full and complete, no, I become a source of inspiration to everyone. Because I do not want anything from anyone. I just want to give. So automatically, I become a lighthouse. Lighthouse don't take, it gives. So it is not like, you know, I need to fix a time for serving now. But we are on godly service 24 hours. And serve means to give. Whether in thoughts, whether in words, whether in action, relationship, whatever. So in that way, you know, I begin to feel full and complete means angel. Angels are bestowers. So to become full means to get the degree of an angel. See, later we get the degree of deities. 16 celestial degrees, complete, completely viceless. That is for deities. But before that, the degree of angel is full. So that is why, you know, everybody loves angels. And angels are always giving. You know, whenever there is a need, they appear, and before they are applauded, they disappear. They don't wait for applaud. But they are so full, they give and they go. So that is a stage. To be complete, full, is like being an angel in this body. That's why angels are called human in form, godly in nature. You know, that is how people, everyone invites angel. Because they get something from them. And selfless giving, not expecting any applaud afterwards. So this is a transition period actually. No, from Brahmin, we become angel and then deities. So full, complete and then perfect. So in order to be totally complete, so after satisfaction, it's just a fine line, you know, is the contentment. Contentment, I would say, is the forerunner for becoming complete. Without being content, you cannot be complete. So full satisfaction, content. So what is contentment now? You know, sometimes some people misunderstand contentment to be complacent. You know, they don't want to make effort. They say, okay, it's already fixed in the drama. It is destined. You know, if I have to become a servant, it's okay. Everybody's needed in the golden age, you know. Anyway, in golden age, people don't know I am a servant. It's okay. Actually, they are lazy. They don't want to make effort. So they find a comfort zone saying, it's okay. Whatever is destined in the drama, whatever I get, it's okay. That is not contentment. Contentment is when I feel fulfillment. I become an embodiment of attainments. Embodiment of all attainments. So which means that not that you have everything you want. That is not called contentment. Contentment is you are content with what you have. You may not have everything. You know, that is why in India they say, a king is not a king if he is not contented, even though he has a crown. A person who is contented is a king without a crown. That is why contentment is called the crown virtue. One who has contentment in their life, because it's a crown virtue, all other virtues are attracted towards contentment. So I have to become content in the right way, not being complacent, finding a comfort zone, comforting myself, it's all right, okay, no, doesn't matter, you know. No, it does matter. So I need to make sure that I become ignorant of the word desire. That is contentment. I become ignorant of the word desire. You know, the expression that is used for deities is There is nothing lacking in the treasure store of deities. But before that, the expression used for Brahmins is, there is nothing lacking in the treasure store of Brahmins. So contentment is to be having the feeling of fulfillment with what I have. You know, so it is very important to look at myself. And if I have all relationships with Baba, I have all attainments. It is because I have not connected my relationships with Baba, so there is something lacking. And you will find that anything that you are lacking, your intellect is pulled on a physical level. So whoever gives you that which is lacking in you, you connect with them. And so Baba is missed out there. So I have to make sure, if I want to be content in this Brahmin life, I need to first of all appreciate what I am, what I have. Never ever compare yourself with others. It's really not a good sign. And after all, we hear every day from Baba's Murli, there is no comparison in this variety drama. Right? No two souls can play the same role. No two souls can be alike. So sometimes Brahmins think, I don't like my role. I wish I had my role like yours. I will be so happy. Is that possible? Can we change our role? No. So accept your role and play it happily. You know? So you will develop self-respect. That will automatically bring contentment. But if I'm always comparing myself with others, either I become jealous or I become hopeless. You know, you can look at your own experience. Whenever we have compared ourselves with others, I think I am the best in the world. You know, so I become very arrogant. Or I become hopeless. I am nothing. I don't have this. I don't have that. So lack of something lacking makes me compare with others. And comparison leads to disheartenment or jealousy. Then I cannot tolerate the other person enjoying so much happiness. So I try to interfere in their happiness and spoil my own role. So contentment is actually a crown virtue. No? Satisfied with what role I am playing, satisfied with the part that I have in the drama, accept it and play it happily, and feel that I have got everything since I have attained Baba. You know, everybody's role is important. Everybody's role is special. But we just forget about it when we begin to compare. So contentment actually comes from satisfaction. Now, sometimes we ask, what comes first, happiness or contentment? You can be happy when you are content, or when you are content, you can be happy. How it goes? Should you be happy first and then be content? Or you should be content first and then be happy? You have to be content, right? Then only the happiness comes. Happiness is the child of contentment in a way. And of course, contentment comes with satisfaction. And satisfaction comes with fullness. It's only when I feel full, when I feel satisfied. When I'm satisfied, I'm content. And when I'm content, I'm happy. And then I can give happiness to others. Because I don't want anything from anyone. So feel yourself. You know, what is lacking? It is not that Baba has not given. We cannot blame Baba. You know, he gave this to this one and did not give it to me. Baba is giving the same inheritance, same treasures, every day to everyone equally at the same time. Right? He's not making any distinction between somebody in the knowledge for 75 years and somebody in the knowledge for 5 years. The same Murli, same Brahma Bhojan, same thing. But the one who is taking number wise. Baba is giving number one to everyone. So why do we become number wise in taking? Why do we become number wise? In taking. Because there is some, maybe, leakage in the intellect. There is some influence on the intellect. As Baba says, you need to have a golden vessel in order to retain the knowledge that Baba gives. We need to make sure that we have unadulterated remembrance. We need to have that level of purity so that it stays what we have taken. And also, very important, you know, I need to have the complete faith. Because if I'm listening, if I'm meditating without having complete faith, you know, the intellect cannot have a loving intellect. You know, complete faith in the intellect is that intellect which has love, faith. If I do not have complete faith, if I do not have complete purity, if I do not have that, you know, recognition who it is who is giving, who has come to me, so I cannot take maximum all that Baba gives us. So there is always something lacking. So this is why it is very, very important to understand, you know, the timings when Baba gives us, and be alert at that time to take the maximum. Now, I remember, you know, there are 4 times Baba bestows his inheritance in the form of blessings to all of us. No, one is Amrit Vela, the second is Murli in the form of teacher, and in the form of Sadguru, Baba gives Srimad, and of course, Baba's service is also a form of creating fortune for ourselves. So I have to be alert to take it and put it into action so that the fortune keeps multiplying. So this is why it is very important for us to keep in our attention to see myself and see Baba, not anybody in between. So sometimes we make that mistake, you know. So instead of keeping Baba as a role model, as a, you know, in front of us, we keep somebody else also. And so that makes me not take from Baba fully. So this is why Baba says, appreciate brothers and sisters. You know, take good qualities from them. But don't follow. Follow Father. That's why, you know, one of the slogan I like it very much is, love all. Trust few, but follow one. So if that is my motto, that is my aim, then I will not fall into trap. You know, Because sometimes it does happen. You know, the person who gave me knowledge, in the beginning we get impressed by them. And we have so much of bhavna, we begin to follow them at every step. In the beginning we don't see anybody's defects, no? But after some time, as we move on the path of knowledge, slowly, slowly we begin to see their other side. And then, you know, many questions comes, many doubt comes, so our progress is retarded. And we don't feel the same intoxication we had. Then we begin to become little bit careless. Oh, it happens with everyone, okay, doesn't matter if it happens with me also. So this is why Baba says, don't fall into that trap. You become empty otherwise. Appreciate everyone, take good qualities, but always follow Father. So if I have that aim, I will never become empty. You know, of course, in Brahmin life, we go through different stages, like childhood, adolescence, youth, and maturity. So, test will be there, circumstances will come, but all those things doesn't disturb my internal stage of contentment. You know, because there is the total understanding, recognition, I got what I wanted. You know, I have found what I was searching for. I don't want anything else. So when I have that focus, I have that complete faith, then my enthusiasm will never become less in making effort. I would never feel, you know, not satisfied. But because there is some expectation, we have disappointments and then we feel discontent. You know, our contentment sometimes is based on comments passed by other people. You know, the remarks given by other people, the feedback we get from other people. So that is not the right foundation. So I need to always listen to what Baba says about me. You know, Baba talks to us in the Murli, isn't it? So I should allow my ears to echo Baba's words. And Baba always gives encouragement. Baba always looks at the positive side of the soul. Always uplifts us. So I would never feel that kind of disheartenment or discontentment. I am not so good. I cannot do this. But because sometimes we listen to the comments by people, you know, today they give good comments and I feel very good, very happy, very satisfied, content. And then tomorrow another kind of remark. So I just lose my image and I have lost my happiness. Why? Because some kind of comments which I heard from somebody. So I think this is like building my life on the foundation of sand. It is not going to be strong. So let me always see myself with the vision Baba looks at me. Let me always listen to the comments, words Baba speak to the soul. Let me see myself as Baba, you know, looks at me. Then I will never ever lose my happiness. I will never lose my inner contentment. So neither I will suffer from any arrogance, but I am able to maintain my self-respect. So that is why Baba says, you know, someone who is contented, because they are always giving, they are worshipped as goddess of contentment. Actually, there is no goddess called contentment. Contentment itself is a virtue that is worshipped. Because it gives. It gives. So one is to be a contented soul. The second is to be a jewel of contentment. The one who becomes the jewel of contentment becomes the part of the eight jewels. So what is the difference? Just to be a contented soul and to be a jewel of contentment. Jewel of contentment means the one who has received all three certificates. Contented in all ways and always. That means yesterday also Baba said, I think couple of days ago, certificate of contentment from myself, certificate of contentment from Baba and the family. So then I become a jewel of contentment. So that is where we have to work on, you know, because of course we will become perfect number wise, but if I want to become perfect number one, one of the eight jewels, I have to work on getting these three certificates. The most important certificate is from the family. Because we are all going to be together for the whole cycle, isn't it? In different ways, in different form. So I need to get the consent from the family that they are all satisfied, contented with me. So how to receive that certificate? Just a simple, Baba was saying, one of the Murlis, just understand what do they want. Give them what they want and they will be satisfied. And what is the hunger of all souls? Want respect. Just give respect and receive respect. Just that much. You know, that's why Dadi Janki always says, in giving respect to others, have a generous heart. In having respect for the self, have an honest heart. You know, so I have to be generous in giving respect. So the more respect people receive, the more they will be content with you. No complaint. And what it means to give respect. Regard is different from respect. Regard is physical. Anybody can give, you know. Just like you're traveling in the bus, senior citizens come, so you get up and give your seat to them. That is like giving regard. You are sitting and some elderly person come, you stand up. It's a regard. That is easy. Respect is from inside. That means to see the specialities of that soul and encourage that soul to use that speciality in Baba's service. And everybody has one or the other speciality, isn't it? So all souls, from their heart, they give blessings. And that blessings becomes your contentment automatically. And of course we know how to receive the certificate of contentment from Baba, to understand what Baba likes. Of course God is truth. So God is pleased with an honest heart. So always be inside and out the same with Baba. That's why Baba keeps telling us, don't hide anything. Tell Baba, ask for forgiveness. Write to Baba so that your heart can be light. So that's how we get certificate. But to give certificate from myself, so I have to make sure that my conscience is very, very clear. See, if I mix manmat and parmat in any action I do, I may not tell people, but my conscience will tell me, this is your manmat, this is not Srimat, or this is not according to Baba's advice. So when I feel that, I must clarify what I'm doing, is it according to Srimat or not? And if I feel it is manmat, I must change it. So unless I have that clear conscience, I cannot give certificate to myself that I am satisfied. That means whatever energy I have, whatever time I have, whatever money I have used to the maximum. That's all I have. So I am satisfied. If others are doing more, seeing them more, I don't become jealous. I don't become disheartened. Oh, they can do so much, I can't do more. I know my situation is not like that. My body is not having that energy. I don't have that much time. It's okay. But my conscience is clear. I am using what I have to the maximum. So I am satisfied. But if I feel I am cheating myself, I have a little bit more energy, but I am a bit comfort lover, so I want to sleep more, so I feel I can correct myself. Okay, from tomorrow, I will change myself. But if I have only that much, I am using it, I am satisfied. So I need to make sure, you know, to be part of the 8 jewels, to be part of the victorious rosary, I become a jewel of contentment. Contentment from myself, contentment from Baba and the family. So with that, I become a perfect soul. So it goes in order. First, I have to fill myself, taking from one all the time. No desire to take from anybody. You know, though I won't have any more complaints. So that will make me complete. Full, satisfied, complete and perfect. So that's why Baba says all these virtues, powers, knowledge is real prosperity. You know, people can lose their prosperity in no time because they are perishable. But this is from inside. It is imperishable. Nobody can take it away. So let us remember that Baba is the bestower. He is always giving. So let me become a receiver and take from him. Don't ask also, but just connect and take. So I will always remain cheerful. I will always remain happy, because the sign of a satisfied, contented soul is happiness on the face. So happy face will automatically bring other souls close to Baba. I don't have to call them. It works like a name card or a signboard. So let us prepare ourselves in that way so we are able to move according to the time. So it's all fine line. Full, complete, perfect. So contentment is in between. I think we have to stop here because 6:30 is world meditation hour. So all the rest of the Sevadaris and Gyan Sarovar Nivasis will join. But if you have any questions, maybe in another class we can take up. Or you can write it and give it to me later. Before we have the meditation, I just want to mention, you know, we are having nowadays Amritology. Every day Amritvela points. So what we have done from today, so we will put up the Amritvela points outside the global office. So after 7:30 meditation, you can read it in preparation for tomorrow morning. And also when you come for Amritvela meditation, it will be still there if you want to refresh your memories, because I think some souls were asking. They cannot go to their computer to get the points. So we thought that we will help you to continue your 41 days Amritvela uninterrupted. So you can check the points every 7:30 after meditation outside the global office. Om Shanti.